So a neighbor of mine wanted to get a new puppy. It was a purebred, I don't know what breed, but he went off to go to the puppy farm to buy a brand new puppy for about $750. He brings it back home to his 60-acre farm. He lets it out of the van that he brought it home with, and the dog takes off and runs and runs and runs. And he thinks it's great that the dog is joining and running around and having a good old time until he realizes the dog's not coming back. So then he proceeds to spend the next 8 hours chasing this dog over his 60-acre farm. He keeps calling to it and calling to it and calling to it, and then the dog is just running and running and running, and then runs after the squirrel and every other groundhog and every animal and critter and the birds, and it's just running and running and running and running, and pretty soon he goes, I think I just wasted $750. So he gets mad and says a few choice words to this dog, and then proceeds to go back to his house telling his wife, well, I had a dog for all of 5 minutes, and then it's somewhere out in the fields having a grand old time. Well, that evening, as the dog got hungry, he realized, you know what? Maybe I'd better go back up to that house and that nice guy that brought me here, and maybe he'll give me some food. So the dog comes back up to the deck after 8 hours of running around and playing in the fields. So, of course, the farmer, my friend, my neighbor, takes a nice bowl of food out, and the dog comes running up because he's been running around for 8 hours. He's hungry. So he starts eating the food out of the food dish, and then wisely my neighbor puts a leash and a collar around the dog. And now the dog is not running off, and the neighbor isn't chasing it around for 8 hours. Well, the purpose of that story is to realize that if Jesus is the good shepherd, sometimes he has to chase after the wayward sheep. He reminds us in our text from John that he leaves the 99 in the fold to go after the one that's running around in the field having a good old time. And he calls and he calls and he calls to them, and his people know his voice, and he knows the voice of his people. It also reminds us that there are times, if you've ever been around sheep, that the sheep run off and wander away from the shepherd. There are times when the sheep aren't exactly good and faithful sheep. There even comes a point when, as the good shepherd, he must lay his life down in order that the sheep who have become imprisoned might be given their freedom. So he's called the good shepherd. He's not the hired hand, because when there is trouble, when the sheep get themselves into trouble, he is willing to lay his life down in order to give life to the foolish sheep stuck in a mess. Well, we are the foolish sheep. And we are foolish because we, in our foolishness, like the dog, the moment we are given freedom, we wander away from our God. Oh, we love our freedom when it means we can run around and do what we want and enjoy the world just as a dog enjoyed exploring the world. But in our wandering, we always manage to get ourselves into problems, in trouble. Like when the dog runs away and finds a skunk. Well, there have been days and times and circumstances when we have been skunked. And yet, we are told that no matter how far we might wander away from God, there is always Jesus chasing after us, calling us back to him. And even when we have been skunkified by the world, as the Good Shepherd, he lays down his life on our behalf, that we might have life and communion once again with our God. Well, that's all a well and good children's message for our children. It gives us a good feeling, a sense of wonder and amazement that our God would care so much for us. It gives us great comfort to perhaps say the words of the 23rd Psalm when we find ourselves being skunkified by the world at the funeral or the hospital bed. It gives us great comfort, and it should, to realize that the Lord is our shepherd. But the challenge is, maybe we should start being good sheep and ceasing to wander away from our God, to not be the foolish sheep that runs away from our God when we choose, and then to realize Jesus wouldn't have to come after us if we stopped wandering off. And let's face it, we've all wandered off, haven't we? Maybe your reason for doing it is different from mine or the person next to you, but we all have wandered off from our God. Perhaps we've done so to protect us, because there aren't exactly wonderful people in God's fold, are there? As I was reminded by the shepherd in our choir, sheep bite. And if you're going to be around other sheep, chances are you're going to get bit. Well, the best way to not get bit is to do what? Wander off. If I never go to church, I'm never going to get bit by the idiot sitting in front of me, or the cruel person behind me, or so-and-so that just can't stop being critical. Well, if I wander off, I never get hurt. But we also wander off because we're sheep and not the shepherd. And we love to be the shepherd. And the reason we love to be the shepherd is because we get to be in charge. We get to be in control. We get to have the power. No. We're sheep. We're not the shepherd. And the moment that reality hits upon us, is it no wonder then we start to look for other pastures where we get to be our own boss? We get to be in charge. We got to make the policies. But we also wander off because we like to be snobs. Because sooner or later we realize that God is going to be bringing people into the pasture we are in, and we don't want them. Because they're what? Not like us? Look different than us? Don't have as much stuff as us? Believe differently than us? Behave differently than us? And we love to wander off because as long as those people are coming to this church, well, guess what, sister? I ain't. Well, who has wandered off? We have. But there's probably the most sinister reason why we wander off from the fold of God, and that's because there is another shepherd. There is another pasture that looks tempting to us. Because over there at that pasture, they've got somebody better than me. They've got better music over there. They can tell you that God wants to be a millionaire in that fold. Yeah, who doesn't want to go to that one? There's no pain and suffering, no discipleship, no commitment, no challenge at that fold. All you have to do is buy the book and follow 6 easy steps and you'll get whatever you want. Well, who wouldn't fall for that temptation? And what do? We wander away from the shepherd of our souls. My friends, maybe it's one of those reasons we wander off. Maybe it's 1,000 more, and we could have 1,000 more upon that. But the whole point is, we are the ones who wander away from our God. God never wanders away from us. And in the fullness of time, God sent his Son to not just be the good shepherd, willing to lay down his life for his people when his people become skunkified. Jesus isn't just a good shepherd. He isn't just the good shepherd. But because Jesus is a perfect human being, you know what? Jesus is the perfect sheep. A perfect sheep. A perfect son that never wanders. Never leaves, never looks for a different pasture other than his father's, doesn't care about other temptations that people have given into, but even when he's starving in the desert, all he cares about is being faithful and being loyal and committed to his God. So Jesus isn't just the good shepherd. Jesus is the good sheep. And you know what? That good sheep lives in you. Through the work of the Holy Spirit, that sheep lives in you, in your hearts and in your minds. And if he could change Peter, you know what? He can change you. He can make you into a good sheep that no longer wanders after other shepherds, seeking other pastures that are perhaps a little bit easier, or where you get to be the shepherd. And if Jesus lives in you, now is the time to become good sheep. Now is the time to quit our wandering off. Now is the time where we quit leaving God because we want to, because it's easier, because there are more material benefits for it. If Jesus lives in us, the perfect sheep, it's time we become perfect sheep. It's a time for us to become, to cease our wandering, to cease our leaving, and it's time to start staying and healing with our God. Like a puppy that must be taught to stay through the work of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, now is the time of our training, where we are told to stay, to heal, and to cease our wandering and leaving of our God. So, my friends, it seems that there is a choice in front of us. In fact, it's probably safe to say that our lives are every minute the same choice. Are we going to leave God and seek after other shepherds, other fields, other pastures? Or do we stay with God, even if it means the loss of our life, like it meant the loss of his? You stay. Out of the mouth of babes, the good news comes to us. If Jesus lives in us, it is time we learned to stay, to remain in the field and the fold God has put us, to cease our wandering off and our leaving of God, because the good news, God never left you. So, my friends, become who you already are in Jesus Christ. Become good sheep that know the voice, that are known by the shepherd, and to cease our wandering off and at long last remaining and abiding in the care of the one who is not just our shepherd, but the one who is sheep with us and for us. The good news is, my friends, there is a pasture and a fold and a shepherd for each and every one of us. The challenge then becomes, let us all learn to stay and to quit running off like a brand new puppy with a field to enjoy. May God be given the glory and the honor and the praises of his people this day and forever and ever. And all God's people will say, Amen.